The Undercover Witch, and today we are going to be talking about the spiritual energy grid, which there's a lot of different theories of this and different scenarios out there, but today I'm going to be talking more about how I view how this happens, and it's mostly based off my experiences as a psychic medium, and it's how I teach my clients and my people how different things work and how my energy is going to affect them during reading. So with talking about how spirit works and how those connections work, there's a lot of harmful theories out there. So I want to address that a little bit. But I do want to mention, like I said, this is how I teach the people that are in my circle. And this is how I interpret those things. So we're specifically going to be looking at high, low, light, dark, energy and vibrations, and chakras. Now, these don't necessarily follow the mainstream media of how they say that things work and how that happens, or even the exact cultural beliefs that they're based off of and they originated from. So I just wanted to mention that up front and be very transparent, because I tend to learn as much as I can about something, and I find that there's a little bit of truth in everything. And so this is how all of those things combined and work together for me, so that I can live every day and I can work with myself and believe in anything. So at some point, maybe a few years ago in my psychic career, I stopped referring to myself as a psychic and I actually started going by a spiritual advisor, just because I wanted my clients to learn how to take care of things themselves. I didn't want them, I had people coming to me every day talking to me for like 2 to 3 hours every day, and I just thought it was too much. Yes, I was getting paid for it and everything, but it came a point where I was like, okay, we're basically talking about what you're gonna eat for breakfast. Like, we need to take a few steps back. So I wanted them to learn how to rely on themselves and not rely on others so much, and then also to learn about how the world was affecting them, so that they could understand what I was telling them when I needed to tell them something, and that they can also figure things out on their own. As a teacher, I think it's extremely important to fight stereotypes. So right now, normally in the mainstream spirituality and media, in also in general, there are very harmful metaphors when it comes to light and dark, or white and black, obviously. So usually light, when we're talking about spirituality, people refer to as good or positive, and dark is referred to as bad or negative. But lately that tune has been changing, and instead of changing the words, they're kind of changing the metaphors and symbolism of it. They are now referring to the light and dark energy as this more yin and yang like system, so that they want a balance between them to exist. So a lot of shadow and light workers tend to focus on this aspect, but I personally don't use these terms exactly. I tend to see energy on a grid or a spectrum, and if we were to draw a graph, if we have our y-axis, which is vertical from top to bottom, it would be our high vibrational to our low vibrational. Then on our x-axis, which is horizontal, left to right, it would be light to heavy. And each point on this grid, something different can happen. There's different energy levels, different experiences that you can have, different ways that you can interpret that energy. So if you have a high vibrational energy that is light, you may feel almost trance-like or in a meditative state. This tends to be where you are when you're giving a reading to a client, or where your client might be receiving that reading. And it's very, very like light-weighted. It's something it's almost hard to grab onto any information that you're getting. If you're a client, this is especially harder if your reader hasn't mastered how to lower and raise the energy appropriately. If they raise it too fast towards the beginning of the reading and you're already hitting like the deep stuff, or just more life-changing information, There's a few things that can happen. One, it can scare you because you don't feel stable. You don't have that support to hold you at that high of energy. Or it's so light. And like I said, it almost gives you that feeling like you could be lightheaded. It feels light. So you might not be able to remember all of the information that they're giving you. But if you have a high vibrational energy that is heavy, that is what I like to call evidence-based practice, which is experiences that stay in your mind, stay in your life forever. I think these experiences have really driven my psychic and spiritual advising career, because anytime you have a doubt, you can be like, well, this happened and that for sure happened. There's no doubting that. So it can turn any skeptic into a believer. It's experiences that you think of when you start to have doubts in yourself or about yourself. It's ghosts, it's manifestations, it's anything you would refer to as a miracle, or just it's evidence. It's evidence to you that this is legit. Then there is light energy that has a low vibration. And that tends to make your tummy turn. You feel off. Your emotions may be off. You may be very emotional, crying. A lot of people tend to experience something like that whenever we're going through retrogrades, because all of the energy is turning and we're being exposed to different things. But it's really hard to pinpoint where that physical response is coming from or the emotional response. So something, it just doesn't feel right emotionally or physically. Then we have our heavy but low vibrational energy, which is again more evident, but it can be negative spiritual experiences. So these do have a lasting impact and they can be very evident based, but not in a positive way. Think house infestations, hauntings, that sort of area. And all of these things that I've just mentioned on each level. Your interpretation of it or what you actually experience from it is going to tell you a lot about how you interpret energy and where you hold your energy. And we're going to talk about that here in a moment. But I wanted to introduce this concept very early because I tend to grade my own experiences on this grid. And then when I'm talking to clients or working with somebody else, this is how I tend to view their experiences as well. But there's an important aspect to this that we're going to talk about now, which is, how do chakras fall into this? And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Okay, so chakras, how do they fall into this? Well, it is very important because this grid and the effects that can happen, again, they depend, how you interpret them depends on how your energy sits. If you ever had one of those aura readings done on the machine where you put your hand down or it takes a picture of you, or if you had somebody tell you, actually also read your energy centers, which is what we usually refer to as our chakras. And sometimes you have some areas that are blown out and it's like, you know, whoop, there's a big red, or not red, but there's a big purple dot on your forehead because you're super, super in your third eye right now, or etc. Sometimes they can be very small, or sometimes they can be all aligned. They're all the rights. They're all accurate. The energy's all accurately where it needs to be. Sometimes you have some areas that are extremely blown out and you'll see them if you ever take the picture ones, because they're, or they're too small and it's like, okay, so you can tell there's more energy on their third eye than there is their heart chakra. So maybe they are tend to like really know things ahead of time or see things ahead of time, but they're not really confident in themselves. They don't have a good understanding of themselves, etc. So you can kind of tell those things by how those chakra readings look and your aura looks. But knowing where your energy naturally sits is super important when referring to this grid and how we interpret those energies. Because although we'd all love to perfectly be aligned, we're not. And I think we tend to think about things as aligned or not aligned, but really those energy centers are more important than we realize. We learn things in childhood and develop habits and patterns that help us survive and adapt. But even when we practice and align ourselves, those abilities that we learn to utilize when our energy is hyper-focused on one area over another, they kind of start working themselves out like muscles. So even though, man, my arm kind of hurts, you know, if you tend to lift weights a lot, but your muscles are sore that day, so obviously you're like, I'd rather walk than lift some weights today. That doesn't mean that your legs are stronger than your arms. Obviously, you have more muscle in your arms if you skip leg day every day and you have more muscles in your arms, your arms are going to be stronger even when you don't feel great that day or your arms are sore from the day before. So it's kind of like that. Your muscles are always going to be working in with this. So empaths, I normally say that they're not born. They are made. And they are usually made by traumatic experiences that makes them sensitive to their surroundings. And this also connects kind of scientifically, because we know that dealing with trauma and with abusive people does change how we perceive events and threats. The most memorable thing I can think of is like, think of, what's that movie called? The Blind Side, where they're driving in the truck and the kid, he gets into a wreck and he hits the punching bag so it doesn't kill the kid in the front seat. And then they're like, wow, he has great reflexes. Like that sort of thing. But it also handles with our emotions and how we interpret it, other people. So it makes us more sensitive and more a faster reaction. Our chakras, our energy centers, do matter, and each center is focused around a different type of energy. So from top to bottom, first we have our soul star, which is the chakra above our head. It's a few feet up. I think it's about 2 feet over where our head is. This is the energy that connects with the universal cloud. It that holds the sacred knowledge of the universe. It's our connectivity with everybody else. So a lot of knowledge is stored there. Next, you have your crown chakra at the top of your head, and you connect this with knowledge. This is how you connect up further, but it's also your knowledge and what you know is going to happen. A lot of people that their energy sits there, they have a sense of knowing. A lot of psychics have a very, very strong crown chakra. Helps you make that connection to your soul star. Next is your third eye, and is usually in the center of your forehead somewhere. And it is where you're able to see spirit. So a lot of people also have a sense of knowing, or they see things vaguely. They see auras, that sort of thing. Your throat chakra is on your throat, and it allows you to hear and also speak spirit. So if you ever say things intuitively and you're like, I wasn't even know what I was thinking that, or you hear things, that's the chakra. Your heart chakra is in your chest, and that helps you connect with yourself. Knowing how to be an empowering person for yourself, knowing who you are, that sort of thing. Going on to your solar, it is on your stomach around here, and this relates to what you do. So it is your actions. But this area also is usually where empaths are affected the strongest. because it does allow you to tap into other energy that's around you. When you're repressed with what you can do and you can't do the things you're supposed to be able to do, like make free choices, move your body the way you want, react emotionally to things, then you have to learn how to adapt and some things change. It makes you more aware of other people's emotions and what they're going to do, or how they feel. Next is your sacral chakra, and it is below, around where your midriff area is. And it's focused on expression. So I usually think of your throat as your verbal expression and your sacral chakra as your creation. So anything that you can create, if you're very artistic or you like crafts, anything like that, that usually comes from that area. And then the second to last is your root chakra, which is the base of your reproductive area is and everything. And that connects you to the world around you. So it's knowing who you are, knowing how that you compare to other people in the world, and just kind of like the facts almost. It's also very earthy. And then lastly, your earth star, that connects you to earth, nature, and its history. And it's a few feet below ground. And each of these points has a specialty because it's how these points interpret different energies. So, but depending on which one you exercise the most will affect how you interpret the energy around you. So let's say you have light, high vibrational energy in the form of a communication from one of your guides. They're trying to contact you and they're sending a wispy gust of energy your way. It may be heavy energy, but if you are naturally connected to your root chakra, then that experience may be very evident, like it's moving mountains for you. For somebody else, it may just be a repeating sequence of angel numbers or the right song at the right moment. But for you, when that came in, it was a new job or it was something at the right time, or maybe you heard something or felt something and you just changed your whole life. It can be very, very overwhelming sense that you need to move in the right direction right now. And bam, it's almost like spirit took the wheel. And now you're living a new life. So it can be a big difference in how it affects people. Now, if you're keen to your crown chakra, it tends to make energy very light. So if you have a heavy energy, low vibrational coming towards you, I'm gonna be honest, you may feel some shit, you may feel sick, but the likelihood of it absolutely destroying your life is pretty low. And this is just because, one, you're more likely to be aware of it sooner because you're kind of just getting a hint of the energy coming in. And you're affected quicker, so you can react quicker. So you may just have like a bad feeling something's coming, like, man, that person seems off. I'm not even going to mess with them kind of thing. And that's enough for you to react soon. Now, if it goes all the way, it might be scarier, for example, if you see things, that sort of thing. But usually it doesn't get that bad because you notice first. However, somebody who is based in their root chakra, they will likely not know what's going on until something physical happens in their life. So until they're like losing their job, losing their house, there's bugs all over their house, they get in a wreck, like all of these physical things are happening. And then they notice. And usually it has to happen at the same time for them to notice, because one thing is not scientific. It's just, that just happened. Like, there's no correlation. But if you have more than one thing happening, it's like, wait a second, something's going on. So energy tends to affect us all differently. So it's important to know that as a reader, as a witch, and a spiritual worker, because there are a lot of fear-based beliefs and practices that are pushed onto people. For example, love spells are unethical, curses are evil, the law of three, light versus dark energy. All of these things that you need to learn how to have your own opinions on, but also understand how it can affect other people. In reality, it may be that some people's magic is sent and has a heavy physical consequence because they're sending it from a certain energy space. So if they think from a root chakra base, then they're like, I want their life to be turned upside down and destroyed. And on the other hand, if that person is like very, not even to the crown, but if they're like very middle center, they might like be a lot of things are going on, but I always interpret my life as crazy, so they might not really care. or know what's going on, because it's not affecting them emotionally, it's just affecting what's going on around them, and they already think everything is a shit show, so they might not even know. So the way we punch doesn't always hit people the way we think it's going to. So sometimes they're not affected by it, but other times they're super affected. Sometimes somebody who is in a light space, who is very strong in their crown chakra, can just send a little, like, I just want them to know I don't like them right now. And it'll go to somebody with who's very in either, like, creation or root chakra, who's very in those base chakras. And they could interpret that horribly. They might see something physically, because that energy is so evident in their life that they just are just like, it could freak somebody out. It can make somebody have a car wreck. All these kinds of things that are absolutely crazy. So you do want to be aware of what you're doing. But then also, not everybody follows the same rules. Not everybody believes in the same thing. So things like the rule of three, what comes back to you, karma, all that kind of stuff, it's up to you. But you can't make anybody else abide by those things. And then, oh wait, one more thing before I say that part. You may interpret energy sent to you from a different energy center of your body, so it affects you differently. So not everything affects people the same. If you have a super enlightened moment, or you're going through a dark night of the soul kind of thing, it's going to affect you differently than it does somebody else. So their life could look better, but they're emotionally destroyed. And your life could be a crazy freaking mess around you, but, like, you're pretty secure with yourself. So there's differences in how that can work. But very last note that I think is very, very, very important is that it's one rule that I do try to push on people. My only one, I promise, is that if you believe in a curse, you have to believe in a cure. Because a lot of times it's what can push your energy in the right direction so that you can protect yourself. Because a lot of times it's what can push your energy in the right direction so that you can protect yourself, or you can miss a blow from that energy being thrown at you. And now when someone sends something or you feel an energy, then it's two energies colliding. So if somebody tries to kick your leg and you jump and they miss, let's say someone kicks your leg and you block your stomach, your leg is going to get kicked and hurt. So I know it's confusing, but there's a lot of different puzzles moving around. So if you're really, really focused on, for example, shielding yourself psychically, like, I'm not going to let what anybody thinks affect me. And, like, you protect your knowledge or you protect your emotions super hard, but really they're, like, going after you physically, it's not going to help to not care what they think. You're still going to get hurt in some way. Or alternatively, if you're like, I'm not hurt because I'm physically protected or I'm emotionally protected, that they're messing with your mind and doing mind games, you're shielding the wrong area. You want to have it kind of evened out and know who you're messing with and know how they like to hit. I'm not trying to teach you or train you for spiritual warfare. I'm just trying to help you be more aware of your energy and other people's energy and how it affects you. So I may do a part two on this or at a later date or an update, but I hope this helps and is interesting to y'all. But that's all I have for today. So later, witches. Bye.